This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show, joined by head coach Jim Berkman. And coach, something of a rough afternoon. Why don't you explain what you saw out there?
Well, it's a good Gettysburg team. You know, we struggled at the faceoff. Not that we weren't winning the faceoffs. It was the ability to scoop the ball after we won the faceoff that really created some problems. They had some really long possessions to start the game. We're a little anxious a couple times in the first quarter, trying to make a couple plays. I thought in the second quarter we did a really good job of shutting them down. We had 17 shots in the second quarter, but yet we only had 3 goals. 17 shots, 3 goals. It wasn't like we weren't generating offense. We needed a couple more saves. We only had 4 saves on the day. The third quarter we were outplaying them again pretty well, shooting them 2-for-1. But yet we come out with only 2 goals on 11 shots. So we got to shoot better. We definitely had some opportunities. Their goalie came up with some big saves at key points on some one-on-one saves in tight. We got a little anxious. I think our defense at times thought they had to get the ball on the ground and when they just needed to stay the course and made a couple decisions for the offense that made it easy to score because they thought they had to take it away.
It seemed like a lot of those shots, you talked about the 17 shots in the second and 11 in the third. It seemed like you had a lot of shots that went wide and not a ton of them, especially in the third quarter, that were able to get on net. What did you see out there in regards to that?
Well, and people got their hands free and they shoot the ball wide. Other than that, I don't know what to say. You got senior captain going 1-for-7 for shooting, and you got another senior that goes 0-for-6, and that's 1-for-13, and out of those 13 shots, I think there only been 2 saves because we didn't put the ball in the goal and make goalies make saves. So we obviously got to continue to work on our shooting. The good thing is we're getting good opportunities, and we played real hard to give ourselves a chance to win. We got to shoot better, and we got to stay disciplined for longer periods of time on defense.
You mentioned Chase Berquist and Kyle Goss. We saw a lot of them, especially after the first quarter. Did you see anything that led you to believe that they would be more effective or cause any more shot opportunities?
Well, Kyle got to the goal a couple times. He had a really nice goal. Got another one. The kid made a big save on him. He definitely was making good decisions, and he played pretty well. Mike had a rough day at the office today. He dropped a couple on the crease. He had 7 shots that were in tight. And Carson came off the bench and had a nice goal in his place. But, as we move forward, there's going to be some competition between those 5, and we'll see who emerges as we move forward in these next 2 weeks.
We saw you switch from Dan Feeney to Anthony Stavrakis. Was it just in this game, trying to get momentum to swing back in your favor? What caused you to make that decision?
Well, at that point, we had 2 saves in 3 quarters. And then he was guessing, and he guessed on a shot that it wasn't an easy save, and it was we needed to give somebody else an opportunity. Obviously, wasn't seeing the ball real well, and he felt like he had to be guessing today. And so, we gave Anthony an opportunity, and he had 2 saves in the fourth quarter.
Could we see Anthony Stavrakis as the starter next time out?
Absolutely. He's been battling the whole time, and we've got a whole week of practice this week. So we got opportunities for everybody to get to continue to improve and. And see who's going to be the most consistent back there.
Get you out of here on this one. You're heading into another familiar clash against Ohio Wesleyan next. What do you look for your team this week going into that game?
It's going to be a battle. I think we're a team this year, because we got so many injuries on attack until 1 or 2 guys come back that every game is going to be a battle. You look at the stats, the ground balls are dead even, and that's we even getting killed on the faceoff, the ground balls are still dead even, which means we pretty much dominated all the other ground balls. We only turned the ball over 11 times, which is, in a lacrosse game, that's extraordinary. We outshoot them 39-34, all right, and we clear 13 of 14 times. And you look at those stats and say, man, what's the one the game today? So we're doing a lot of good things. All right, we got to get a couple saves, and we got to shoot a little bit better, and we got to get a couple faceoffs. And then, those 3 things, those areas, if we can get just a little bit better in them and still do those other things pretty well, we're going to be in a situation to win the game. But, every game's going to be a battle until we solve the shooting a little bit, but the good thing is we're getting opportunities, and we'll continue to work hard on that.